flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, it's 9 o'clock, and it is time. I will waste no time and get right to it. It's the first name in our biggest fan contest. Remember, we'll have more names this afternoon. I believe it's at 1 o'clock and 5:30, or 1:30 and 5:30. I don't have it on my timesheet right now. But the first name in our biggest fan contest is Carlos Rangel from Escondido.
I know that, dude.
Carlos, give us a call back within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973. You'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends. Ooh. For a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game later this season. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Listen to Annie and Elston and Gwen and Chris later today for the next two names as we get our contest underway. Carlos, you're on the clock.
All right, warmest congratulations to a friend of the program, our beloved Adam Jones, has landed a new gig, my friends. He is the special advisor to the GM and community ambassador for the Baltimore Orioles. Very happy. I texted him this morning. I said, congrats on the gig. He said, thanks, my man. Definitely something I've been wanting. That's no secret. He wants to be around the game more. And I love it. I love that move for them. And I guess that means we probably lose him, right? I would imagine. Check in with him a couple times a year, but,
yeah,
you know.
I don't know. Does he have to move back from Barcelona?
I would imagine.
You can't have no idea.
But I know he bought a house here, too, yeah. So it's very convoluted for these guys, for a lot of these dudes. I don't know how they do it. But, yeah, good for him, man. Gets to be around, you know, the organization that he came up with and be an advisor to the GM there and be the community ambassador. That's a good gig, I think, if you can get it in retirement. That's a really good gig. So congrats to him. Very happy for him.
Couple of other baseball stories. Wanted to talk about the Cubs move yesterday, Cubs-Astros trade. Reportedly, Ryan Pressly.
Yeah. Yes.
Going from the Astros to the Cubs, and he had to waive his no trade clause.
Yes, he did.
To facilitate this deal. Now, the Astros are trying to shed some salary because they're hoping to still re-sign Alex Bregman. And like the Padres, they're trying to stay kind of under the luxury tax. They're very similar, actually. I was looking at the finances, and both teams are right around the same in payroll luxury tax numbers. And to get rid of Pressly, they had to convince him to waive his no-trade clause. The Cubs are going to pay, I think, $8.5 million of Pressly's salary. So the Astros get a little bit lower in the CBT and potentially could use that to at least open the door to re-sign Alex Bregman.
Okay. I still saw, after you brought it up, I still saw a couple of rumors of Bregman to the Dodgers, which is just insane to me.
That was the hot take last week on ESPN. That, you know, well, I'm sure Bregman's camp loves to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
That only drives up the price, but
it's funny. I mean, Dodger fans would have to root for, it'd be like the Padres getting Matt Holliday. You know, at some point you'd have to root for a guy that you've absolutely loathed.
It's funny because the Astros are actually in similar situation to the Padres in that they had a great TV deal. They were getting like $73 million a year, and in 2023 it kind of got blown up. It wasn't Diamond Sports. It was a different, it was AT&T. But it ended up getting blown up. They're now down to about $50 million a year, so it's like $23 million less that they're dealing with, even though they're in the eighth biggest media market in the country.
Yep.
And, you know, they have a pretty good following down there in Houston, and they've won two World Series titles recently. But to you, that makes all the difference in the world, that once they have their World Series titles,
yes,
you're not as concerned about luxury tax and payroll stuff as you are when you're trying to pursue your first one.
You know, I was pretty hot. Like, letting a Kyle Tucker go from the Houston Astros is insane to me. He's a homegrown guy. You've got him. He's a star, a stud. And, you know, they don't want to pay. They don't want to do long-term deals. My answer to that is why? Why not? Let's Kyle Tucker. Like, you keep a Kyle Tucker on your roster. But again, I think with a couple of World Series under your belt, you do feel those moves are a little bit more palatable. Not that they're the right moves. I hate them, you know. And Alex Bregman, frankly, should have been locked up already. If you're the Houston Astros, he's a cornerstone of your franchise. And so I understand the business of baseball, certainly. But again, that's two guys that you can't let leave your franchise, in my opinion, in Alex Bregman and Kyle Tucker. And there's a chance that actually both of them end up going. And that's unfortunate, Benny. And, you know, but again, they got a couple of rings. They're going to retool. They're good at retooling. They're good at developing pitching and things like that. So where they lack maybe in signing those guys long term, you feel pretty strong about the organization moving forward.
Would you consider Pete Alonso to be one of those guys that the Mets franchise can't let leave the organization?
That's what I thought. That was my perception, being a million miles away on the West Coast. My perception was, you don't let Pete walk. You were in it last year. You got Juan Soto. Yeah, you have money. You're Steve Cohen. You bring Pete Alonso back.
You know, it's interesting because the Mets had their, you know, fan fest or their version of it over the weekend. And Steve Cohen, pretty blunt about it. His fans started, you know, chanting, "We want Pete."
Yep.
He was doing like a fireside chat on stage. And here's what he had to say. He said, "Personally, this has been an exhausting conversation and negotiation. I mean, Juan Soto's negotiation was tough. This is worse. A lot of it is we've made a significant offer. I don't like the structures that are being presented back to us. I think it's highly asymmetric against us, and I feel strongly about it."
He said basically we've prepared ourselves to move on. And they're telling Vientos and Brett Beatty both, start learning first base, you know, at this point. Too young. You know, Vientos is a really good player. I don't know that I'd move him off of third, but Brett Beatty, sure. Yeah, man, get that first baseman's mitt and get after it if you're not going to bring back Pete, which, again, it's to me, it doesn't make sense, but who's his agent? His agent is Scott Boras. He presented him a contract that probably has a lot of opt-outs, a lot of it's been more beneficial to the player than it is the team. They're not meeting in the middle. They're not willing to meet in the middle, so he's comfortable letting him walk.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see where he
according
goes.
According to the reports, Scott Boras was originally seeking a long-term deal, you know, 6-7 years for Pete Alonso.
Yeah, what was the deal he threw out there?
And I don't remember the exact deal, but then he has indicated he's open to returning on a 3-year contract, which got the Mets interested again. They didn't want to do the really long-term deal, but again, the money, I'm sure they've upped the money for the 3 years because, well, if it's going to be a shorter deal, they want to get more money out of it, and the Mets have said no to that. So I don't know. Is this a case of Scott Boras overplaying his hand like he did with a couple of guys last offseason, asking for too much? And I mean, where's the backup landing spot right now for Pete Alonso?
The Angels is what I saw, which for him, okay, yeah, you could probably get your money, but you're on a team that probably isn't going to compete. And I think competition and winning is important to Pete Alonso based on everything he said over the years. It's tough. And Brandon makes a good point. He said them prioritizing Soto over someone who was a key cog for their team for 6 years might be a slap in the face. I think that's one way to look at it, man. But if you had a chance to bring in a better player to make our team better, I'd be all for it as long as I got mine too. You heard a lot of that from the Dodgers this offseason. Hey, I don't care. Max Muncy said it was great. He goes, I don't care if they bring in Arenado as long as I get to stay. Like, they wanted to make sure he's with their team. But yeah, it is weird to hear, you know, a guy like of Steve Cohen's bank account be like, I don't like it. I'm not just going to pay just to pay.
They gave away the Cy Young and MVP and all the awards over the weekend. Saw some guys in tuxedos. Unfortunately, Paul Skeens getting his Rookie of the Year award that I still firmly
believe Paul Skeens
should have gone to Jackson Merrill.
Oh, did you see the update on the card?
I think Paulie's going to do that in the Rundle.
Oh, you got it in the Rundle report?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
There are updates.
I'm seeing a lot of
one of one card.
I'm seeing a lot of people crying foul on this too, which I really don't understand. Maybe you guys can explain that to me.
Probably not.
They said that this didn't. Nobody ever actually pulled the card, which I don't understand because I do believe it's out for auction. So.
It's like the fake Wonka golden ticket.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
The guy in South America.
They're saying
it turns out it's a fake, and then Charlie Bucket actually finds last golden ticket.
They're saying that the Topps orchestrated and manufactured this, which would be quite the scandal.
Well, I mean, obviously they manufactured it.
Well, they did the one card. Yeah, they manufactured the one card. But they
manufactured, like,
they said all this is
the
BS.
Kid finding it or what? I don't get it. All right. Well, we will have an update from that in a couple of minutes. Let's see. Other sports updates for you quickly. Oh, we haven't really talked about the golf tournament much, but Farmers Insurance Open did finish on Saturday with Harris English being crowned a champion. And saw a lot of people going, wow, this is a no-name leaderboard for the Farmers Insurance Open. They had a few things working against them. Obviously, the schedule for the PGA, the signature event, you know, led to a couple of guys to skipping the Farmers. You had Xander's injury, so he wasn't there. Then you had a flu bug going around, and, you know, Will Zalatoris and Colin Morikawa pulled out right before the start of the tournament. And then even, like, guys like Ludvig Åberg, who had the great first round, he kind of got the flu, and he fell off the map in the next couple of days.
He was telling guys to stay away from him. Like, he fought through it, but he was really, really under the weather while he was playing. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I saw a lot of discourse yesterday about golf, as it tends to be these days. But I saw somebody made the point. They said golf has PGA has a major problem right now. And the fact is, people would rather log on to YouTube and watch some not good golfers do YouTube content than watch the leaderboard at the Farmers with a bunch of guys that they'd never heard of. I disagree. I may be in the minority these days, but I still want to see the best of the best doing their thing. YouTube content creation's great. More power to those guys that can do it. I don't go watch it. I want to see the best of the best. That's like me saying, man, Paulie and I put together a really cool YouTube feed of our adult league game this weekend. It's better than watching a 2.5-3 hour baseball game. I don't agree. I want to see the best in the world plying their trade and hitting the green and making the putts and winning. I mean, it was a close board. I hadn't heard a bunch of those guys. I still tuned in for the last five holes.
I think the PGA Tour has created a lot of this mess,
they
obviously,
have.
Itself. And as much as I love golf, they've created the big boy tournaments and then, you know, and then, of course, every other tournament is going to be viewed as kind of minor league.
Yep.
When you make signature events and you say, all right, these are worth $20 million. These you have to have all the top players at. What does that leave all the other tournaments as? Chopped liver, kind
That's of. Exactly
it's like,
right.
It's like watching the Rose Bowl versus the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Right. It is a little bit. And that's unfortunate because there are great golfers. It's a great tournament. It's a great event. Torrey Pines was spectacular.
Incredible.
I mean, even with the wins and just the course conditions were great. The golf was great. It's tough. I like the fact that par is a good score. Harris English made 12 straight pars to win the tournament. It's
that's,
like the U.S.
That's
Open.
That's outstanding, man.
It's like the U.S. Open. And it's a U.S. Open-type course. But obviously, you know, with all those guys skipping, you know, you're not going to have the same cachet as with a Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, the only thing that they're lacking some star power right now. That's what they're lacking. But it was great to see Harris English win, fifth time on the tour. It never gets old to me watching a guy win a golf tournament. It really doesn't, even if I've never heard of him before. I think it's great.
He's a good golfer.
He's a good golfer.
He lost in a playoff here like a decade ago. Wanted this win, loves Torrey, says just one of my favorite courses. You know, he's stuck with the tournament, even though, by the way, it was a record purse at Torrey Pines.
Yep.
No one brings that up. It was like 9-point-something million.
Yep.
Just because it's not the same as the other tournaments doesn't mean like they're playing for nothing. He won like $1.7 million.
Yeah.
So it's a huge payday.
Good 4 days, man.
So, you know, he wins it. Congratulations to him. Again, we will have the Genesis Invitational now coming to Torrey here in a couple of weeks, moved due to the Palisades fire. So I'm sure we'll have more details on that coming up. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about Trust and Will. It's the easy online way to secure your family's future. If something should happen to you and you don't have your wishes spelled out, either in a will or in a trust, which can keep you out of some costly probate procedures that your family won't have to go through, might not have to take huge hits on the taxes. You don't need a high-priced attorney to set this all up for you. You can actually do it online in a matter of about 20 minutes.
You can, and think about that trust situation. Could take 9 to 18 months to settle. If there's a $500,000 estate, you're going to pay about $25,000 just in the fees alone. And when you're stuck in probate, you can't access savings, property, or other assets. Guys, this is a no-brainer. Took about 20 minutes to get this thing knocked out over the Christmas and holiday break. Just go to trustandwill.com. When you are done and you're paying, just use the code San Diego. It's one word, trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego at checkout. Secure your assets. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. You'll get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents.
All right, got a giveaway right now. We've got some tickets to see Tom Arnold. He is coming to the Yellow Door this Saturday. It's National Lampoon, the Yellow Door. Grab your tickets at nlyellowdoor.com/San Diego to see Tom Arnold, or be the third caller at 833-288-0973 right now. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see the comedian Tom Arnold at the Yellow Door this Saturday. We'll come back with a take on Woods and the Rondle Report in our final two segments next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have given away the Tom Arnold tickets. Congratulations. Who won them, Paulie?
Eric.
Eric won those tickets. We also had Carlos call back, so our first biggest fan is qualified for the drawing. Now we need a contestant for Take on Woods. So if you want to dial us up right now, try to qualify for our grand prize getaway to Las Vegas, concert tickets to see the Scorpions, $100 gas card. Call now for our musical trivia contest, 833-288-0973. At some point, we'll get it back to its usual segment at 820, but we're going to go a little late today, 833-288-0973. Woods and I rarely agree on pop culture, but both of us agree on the best Tom Arnold movie.
True Lies.
True Lies.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, great movie.
That was a good one.
He was good in Austin Powers.
Say Austin
too.
Powers.
Yeah, you tell that turd who's boss. It's pretty funny. I didn't know he was still doing like stand-up.
Buddy, what did you eat? Who does number two work for?
He works for you, pal.
He's pretty funny.
Grab onto something. Fight like hell.
Fight like hell. I had no idea he was still doing stand-up. Crazy.
All right, give us a call if you want to play Take on Woods, 833-288-0973. Let's see what else I've got here from the busy weekend of sports. NFL MVP finalists were announced. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Saquon Barkley, and Jared Goff.
Okay.
I mean, if you're including playoffs, I feel like Saquon Barkley is making a really good case, but they're not. Which means I think it comes down to Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
But congratulations to all the finalists in the NFL MVP. Those are announced next week, right before the Super Bowl. We'll get the Pro Bowl games this weekend.
Bang, look forward to that.
Flag football and the sort.
Okay.
And then obviously everyone shows up in New Orleans next week.
You forget
Super Bowl 59.
You forget what a weird dead period next weekend is. There's no football games.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Got to get creative.
Waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, at least we have the Padres.
Well, you know, who knows what we're going to have. All right, we got Robert on the line. Let's get to it. It's time to play Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, Robert, you are a contestant this morning on Take on Woods. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Good morning, fellas. Great weekend.
I like to hear that. All right, let's get you qualified for our grand prize drawing. It is a two-night stay in Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood and tickets to see the Scorpions. Their 60 Years of the Scorpions Las Vegas residency show live August 14th through the 23rd at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll throw in a $100 gas card to help you get there as well. Here are your category choices. We got rock and roll hits. Those are two-second songs. All with the word rock and roll, or the phrase rock and roll in the title. We've got All In. We've got five song titles that begin with the word all. And then we've got another rock and roll category. It's called It Starts With Rock and Roll. Those are five song titles that begin with the phrase rock and roll. So it's kind of a limited choice, but you got rock and roll hits, All In, or It All Starts With Rock and Roll. What would you like to play, Robert?
I'll go with the first one, Rock and Roll Hits.
Rock and Roll Hits. All right. It is an all two-second song category, so I'll let Pauly open up his folder. Because it's all two-second songs, you know the deal. You have to identify the song title and the artist to score each of the 5 points. We'll go you first, then Woodsy will come back, and he'll get his chance. And if you tie him or beat him, we'll put you into the drawing for the trip to Las Vegas. Remember, you can pass. If you don't know one, we'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. And again, every song title includes the phrase rock and roll. Robert, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, Paul, you good to go?
I'm ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The category is rock and roll hits. Listen closely. Your time will begin when Pauly plays our first two-second song. Good luck, Robert. Let's take on Woods.
Old-time rock and roll, Bob Seger.
Correct. Song number two.
I want to rock and roll all night. Or rock and roll all night, probably.
Yep.
Pass on the artist temporarily.
Okay. Song number three.
I love rock and roll, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts.
Correct. Song number four.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too white?
It's Billy Joel, still rock and roll to me.
Correct. Song number five.
Ooh, I've never heard that song, but the artist on the one I missed.
Number two?
Kiss.
Yep, rock and roll all night. That's four. Let's try this last one more time. You have heard it. Oh, you got four. I wonder if that's going to be enough. That was a well-played game. The
pretty
one you missed.
Good.
You got old-time rock and roll Bob Seger, rock and roll all night by Kiss. I love rock and roll. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It's still rock and roll to me, Billy Joel. That was rock and roll Hoochie Coo by Rick Derringer. Let's bring Woods back in. Robert, hang on the line. All right, Robert just played a pretty good game, Woods.
Well, you sound excited, so we'll see.
All you get to know is that it's all two-second songs
today.
So put your headphones on tight, turn up the volume, and we begin with our first song. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Robert.
Old-time rock and roll Bob Seger.
Correct. Song number two.
Rock and roll all night, Kiss.
Correct. Song number three.
I love rock and roll, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Correct. Song number four.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing?
Can't it's still rock and roll to me, Billy Joel.
All right, here we go. Song number five.
Rock and roll Hoochie Coo, Rick Derringer.
Oh, and he wins it on the last one. Yeah. 5-4.
Oh, man.
Pulls it out on rock and roll hits. Sorry,
Hoochie
Robert.
Coo.
Hoochie Coo indeed.
Did you ever pull my Dylan Thief, by the way, Paulie?
I gotta go back and get that one.
Hoochie Coo.
Dylan Thief. by the way.
Robert, I'm so sorry.
Sorry,
he had them all, and then he got to Rock and Roll Hoochie
Coo.
He says, I've never heard that song before. I said, I know you have.
You have.
You have, but the last one usually is the toughest one.
Man.
Woods pulls it out with a great win.
Yeah, I walked
to start
in, you were like, oh, great game. I was like, oh, boy. I have to bring the heat.
Oh, that was fun.
It's a good one.
That's a good way to start the week.
Titillating.
All right, Robert, you can always take another chance later in the month. Oh, we're getting pretty late in January here. Just a few more days to qualify for this month's grand prize drawing. Paulie has got, let's see, an update on the Paul Skeens card. And
I've got a gnarly, I don't know how we missed this for Don't Do This, but some college basketball trolling that went a little too far.
All right, that's all coming up in our final segment of Ben and Woods.
Yes, sir. And California sports fans, speaking to you, good news, Underdog now available to play right here in our state. Underdog, the best place to cash in on all your takes during the playoffs. Which players are going to go off? Which ones are ice cold? I was ice cold. The players were fine. I was ice cold in my picks yesterday. Going to regroup, get back to neutral, and look at the big game between the Eagles and the Chiefs. And yeah, we'll definitely be playing some Underdog. So it's a good time to sign up, get into the app, poke around with it, have some fun. They got a lot of cool little things that make it interesting. The only pick'em platform puts the power to cash out in your hands. You can either keep riding with your entry, tap the win now button to cash out whenever you want. I did not have the opportunity to cash out yesterday. I think that's the last time I post my picks, because every time I do that, it's not good. Or I could post them and you could just fade me. That'd be a good one. But all you got to do is you pick higher or lower on player stats. It's really easy. It's really fun. And really fun way to win. So, Underdog, best place to play pick 'em. Download the app. Sign up with the promo code Woods. Deposit now. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Use the promo code Woods when you signed up. You got to be 18 or over. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
All right, don't forget, you can download the Odyssey app, listen to 97.3 The Fan on the app for your chance at the ultimate trip in the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Again, all you have to do, download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to this station for at least 1 hour to earn your daily entry into this national contest. The grand prize is travel and accommodations for a winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas, plus $5,000 for each person, $20,000 total, to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first 2 rounds of the College Basketball Championship Tournament. What a weekend that is in Vegas. Just start listening to the app for your chance to win daily entries from Odyssey. Very cool.
Very cool.
All right, we're going to check traffic one last time with Kelly, and then we'll get into the Rindle Report with some headlines at the end of the show.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Good morning, my friends.
Good morning.
All right, we will get started. We talked about it a little bit earlier, the Paul Skeens one-of-one card. I think we talked about it briefly on Friday morning, that the card had been found, and we do have some updates. Of course, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they put together a hell of an offer for whoever pulled the card, including a meet and greet, autographed jerseys,
a night
spring
with,
training
a
experiences.
Night with Livy Dunn.
Yeah, a night with Livy Dunn. And most importantly, I guess 30 years worth of season tickets behind home plate. Now, problem is, it was an 11-year-old kid who pulled the card, and he lives in Los Angeles. So I don't know that 30 years of season tickets to the Pirates was going to do a whole lot for him. And he has turned down that offer, according to ESPN. Tops, and also they also announced the news that he had said, nope, we're not going to do that. They're going to put the card up for auction. And it says here that Fanatics Collect will be auctioning off the card later in the spring, sometime in March.
Okay.
And they have said that they will donate the proceeds of that card, the sale, to fire relief efforts in the Los Angeles area.
Very
so
cool.
I think that's a good move.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the auction site purchased the card for. Because, right, that's how it works, right? They buy the card from
the
kid?
No, usually at an auction site, the auction gets a commission on the final sale, but it's the actual seller doesn't know what they get until the end of the auction.
Okay, they didn't buy it.
So they don't buy. Yeah, no, they don't buy it. It's usually just a commission, like a service, like for a
consignment,
10% fee or 5% fee, whatever. We'll host this auction to
consignment.
Theoretically drive up the price, and then you know you'll get a bigger return on your investment, or in this case, baseball
card. It's funny. Over the weekend, Topps put out. I mean, it says the 11-year-old collector who pulled the Paul Skeens one-of-one debut patch card just shared his journal entries. It's an absolute must-read.
Yeah. And child's handwriting.
Yeah, child's handwriting. They posted his journal entries. He keeps a journal at 11. That's good. I wish I had gotten in that habit. Would love to go back and read some of my old journals if I had any.
It might not be safe for... work or radio
or yeah for real but he here's some highlights. It's on the second pack. I got the Paul Skeens redemption card. I quote, "Hey dad, I pulled the Paul Skeens redemption card." He was like, "No you didn't." Then I showed him the card, and me and my brother and my dad were like, "OMG." My mom was very excited too, but she never collected cards, so she didn't know what it meant. Then my brain pooped and I started bouncing all over the place, and my dad was like, "Let's go." I was so excited, but first we went to one of our grandparents' house and hung out with them and our uncles and aunties. I'm 11 years old, so pulling this card is a dream come true.
I do remember writing at that age. There was oftentimes some unnecessary detail yes. that was included. Like, oh, yeah, then we went to the grandparents' house and
it's
hung out with the aunts.
It's interesting you mentioned this. I came home from fantasy camp. And my son, my oldest son, Bo, 7 years old, in a couple weeks, says, "Dad, I wrote a book." I said, "Wow, impressive." And I said, "Well, what's it called?" He said, "It's called The Crazy Boy."
Sounds Grisham legal filler.
So I said, "Can I read it?" He goes, "Oh, yeah." He says, "It's not finished yet." He finished it over the weekend.
Oh, good.
I'm going to bring it in, and I'm going to read it on the air.
It's, tie together all the plot threads and they come together at the end.
It's phenomenal.
Really? Okay.
I mean, phenomenal in
past publishing.
Meaning hysterical. He sold his book already.
Oh.
To his mother.
Okay. Oh.
For $2.
Nice.
And gave $1 to his buddy, Cal. So he's made a dollar off of this. But he wrote it out by hand. I read it in its totality last night. I can't wait to share it with you guys. You're going to love it. The Crazy Boy. And I said, "Is this you?" He goes, "Nah, maybe." Loosely based on him.
Yes. Autobiographical story of the Crazy Boy.
The Crazy Boy. Which is amazing. So yeah, I'll read it for you guys.
Does the Crazy Boy have a crazy dad?
Potentially. In this story, it's more of the crazy mom, which... As dad,
so
I like better.
It's potentially that this book was purchased to keep it from widespread publication?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. That's why she bought it. She bought it. She didn't want her reputation. Again, loosely based. It's kind of like Annie and Craig's Match Game. It's loosely based.
It's kind of like that disclosure show that you got me to watch.
Yes. Yeah. So good. So good. Yeah. Loosely based on this.
Maybe not as racy.
Definitely not as racy.
All right, we'll move on.
The Crazy Boy.
To some college basketball. Teased it heading into the segment. Some trolling that went a little too far, I think. Women's college basketball. So Friday night, LSU was playing at South Carolina, and they lost. South Carolina did win. And the DJ, the in-arena DJ, did a little bit of trolling by playing a song by the rapper Camouflage, is what his name stage name was, and that was actually Flaje Johnson from LSU. It's her dad. Problem is, he was murdered in 2003, 6 months before she was born. And,
a little bit over the
she
line.
She tweeted a screenshot of the DJ's Instagram story, where the DJ shared a laughing, crying emoji and having that song playing. It was playing in the final moments of the game on Friday night.
What's the song called?
F word.
Okay.
Friends.
All right.
Yes. And so yesterday, the South Carolina women's basketball program announced that the DJ had been suspended for one game for the for what they did on Friday night. And she herself posted, "I'll take my L on the chin, but this just nasty behavior. Nothing funny about that." And I would agree.
Yeah, that goes a little bit. Goes a little bit too.
Oh, this isn't like so, goodbye.
Right, right. Like yeah.
So he was known as Camouflage, and then his daughter, who was born, they named her Flage.
Flage.
Like the end of camouflage. Flage. I get that.
I'm reading some of the lyrics to the song. I don't rap. Ben does, but I can read a little bit. That's cool. I see his name tattooed on your T. Here go my beeper number. Just hit me. We can roll out, get drove out, and get a mow out. 204 real low, nobody gotta know. Park your Honda in Walmart parking lot in front of the store. Jump in with me, hit the highway. To the room we go. Oh no, I need to get a box of rubbers. So I can, oh, nope.
Yeah, probably just stop just there.
Hit the weeds, smash off. I'm gonna try to do it like Ben. Hit the weeds, smash off in the wind. Hey, little mama, let's play.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Son of a bitch.
So after Flage posted that and said, "Look, I'll take my L on the court.
Yeah.
This was too far." The DJ did apologize. He said, "It was never my intent to disrespect anyone or offend anyone. When my job is to have fun and make sure other people have a good time."
You know what's fun is bringing up my dead father. My murdered father is the funniest thing for me. My father was murdered, so that is hysterical. I got to give you that one. Maybe I just saw it the wrong way. Making fun of my father who was murdered. That's cool.
Yeah. Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
All right.
All right. Finally, a little food story for you guys. This, I think, is disgusting, but we can discuss it
here. Is this what I think it is?
I don't know.
Is this the one I sent you?
Yes.
Oh.
Progresso soup.
Oh, this is so bad, dude.
So if you go down the soup aisle at your local grocery store, there's two major brands. You'll see Chunky Soup, the cans, and
Campbell's,
Progresso,
yeah.
Campbell's, right?
Chunky is a Campbell's product.
I think it is, yeah.
Well, Progresso has just launched a new product, and it's called Soup Drops, which is a hard candy that you suck on and get the flavor of soup.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
They look like hard
like
candies,
but it's clam soup, chowder like
chicken
in it.
Noodle soup.
This is very Violet Beauregard.
It is.
We were already talking about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
God.
It tastes like tomato soup. It's just running down my throat.
Like
it's delicious.
I can't even.
Here comes the main course.
I can't even
roast beef.
I can't even fathom this. I can't even fathom it.
Absolutely disgusting.
Is this real?
Yeah, they said last week the company launched its first ever soup you can suck on, a savory lozenge that captures the taste of traditional chicken noodle soup from Progresso.
Who in their right mind is like, "Oh, I need soup on the go. I just don't have time. Let me suck on a lozenge or a lasagne."
Well, I mean, you know, if you're sick, lozenges are good for you. Soup is good for
each
you.
Drop,
this is just combining them both into one.
All right.
Each drop has flavors of broth, chicken, vegetables, soft egg noodles, and a hint of parsley.
God.
Just a hint.
So, M.M. McKee said,
is it sweet or not sweet?
It's not sweet. It's soup. Soup.
Okay, just
you
making
ever eat
sure.
A sweet soup?
No. God. I mean, you know, like a good, maybe a corn chowder has some sweetness in it, but.
So, somebody said, M.M. McKee in the chat said, "All right. Buy these and replace the bean wheel." Because I threw the bean wheel away. It was old and stale.
Yeah.
Imagine having to lose a bet and eat a soup drop.
Soup drops.
All right. If you can find some, Polly, I'll try some on the air.
They sold out right away.
Of course they did. People are insane.
And I guess.
They all turn into blueberries in the end.
So gross.
So here you go to ProgressoSoupDrops.com, and they're going to restock every Thursday through the remainder of National Soup Month. I don't know if
when
that's
is
this
that?
Month or
this
next
month. This month or next. I love soup. I am a soup fan. I am, but I do not want a hard
Why
candy.
Are you a soup fan? Soup is just,
I love
it's
soup.
Never satisfying enough as
it,
a meal.
Yeah, sure it is.
You're not I having mean, the right soup.
Then. As an appetizer, great, but you can't just eat
well, there's different
soup
kinds.
As a meal.
There's different kinds. You can have, I like appetizer soup. It's delicious.
Yeah.
I love a lobster bisque.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
A little cup of clam chowder before a meal is great. But I can also eat a big old thing of corn, chicken corn chowder, and I'm with some crackers, I'm full.
That's like, it. That's You're it. Good.
Yeah, 100%.
A hearty soup.
Chowders are better than, you know, a broth.
Right.
Like chicken noodle soup is not really a meal, but I'll eat it as lunch.
I like tomato soup, but I need like a grilled cheese sandwich
to dip inside it.
That's the real meal. The soup is just the side flavor.
There's nothing in it. That's just liquid. I mean, with chicken noodle soup, you get noodles and chicken and vegetables. And I made chili last night. Is chili a soup?
Chili is not a soup.
It's a chili.
It's a chili.
Yeah. Somebody just asked that. Yeah, it's chili soup. I don't know. I ate three bowls of it yesterday.
What kind of meat do you put in your chili? Ground beef? Ground beef?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Beans or no beans on your chili? Beans.
I'm from Texas, and I still put beans in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Says that's not a... Texas usually like just the loose meat chili.
You know what else I put in mine? Go ahead and mock me. Guess.
Ooh. What else? Beans.
Beans. Meat.
Ground beef.
Ground beef.
Obviously the chili spices.
Correct. I did get some...
Tomatoes.
Yeah, I got some chili powder up my nose yesterday, and I sneezed 75 times. I thought I was going to die.
What else does Woods
not
put
celery,
in his
nope.
chili? Let's go celery. With cauliflower.
No, that's repugnant.
That's what I was guessing, something that doesn't belong in chili.
Corn.
Corn!
Yeah.
Corn.
White corn. I put white corn. My wife really likes it. I've grown to like it. And so...
In the chili.
Yeah. It's delicious. And I make Frito pie with it. So, little Fritos, chili on top, more Fritos, little cheese, tiny dollop of sour cream. I'm going to eat it for lunch.
At what point does that just become a dip?
Well, yeah. You could use it as a dip. Yeah. You could use it as a dip. It's really good. It's really, really good. So I made that for dinner. Even Bo likes. Like, Bo loved it. Taylor helped me make it. It was great. So I got a trough of it left. I'll go home and eat it for lunch. But it was bomb. And I was very, very full after that. So it definitely wasn't a soup. What do you use in your meat? Or for your meat? Turkey? I use turkey, too. Sometimes.
We actually have done turkey chili quite a
Delicious.
Bit. I think it works pretty well in chili, actually.
It's bomb. Yeah, 100%.
My wife makes like a tortellini soup.
Ooh.
Noodles feel like kind of the bulk of it, you know? The big, thick tortellini noodles are good.
I love soup, man. And when would you eat that? Like, are you want to get lunch, but you don't have time to get lunch, so you have a drop? It's not for when you're sick.
I mean, there can't be enough calories in it to be sustaining. It's just a drop, so it's, I mean.
But if you want a piece of candy, you don't want your candy to taste like minestrone, right? Like,
right.
You just want it to taste like candy.
I am definitely confused about the proper
when's
time
the purpose?
To eat the soup drop.
Right. When do you eat it? What's it for?
Right. Maybe right before we go on the show. It's good, like, throat
at
breakfast.
At 6.
Yeah. Early in the morning,
no.
Soup drops.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Is it now? Is it vegetarian? Or is there actual like chicken
chunks of clam in it? It melts in your mouth. You go, oh, I got some clam in here. Sounds weird. But Paulie, if you can get some,
see what I can do.
See what you can do, because I would like to try it. And it's just one flavor.
As of right now, I believe it's just the chicken noodle soup.
I would do broccoli cheddar drop. That would be pretty tasty.
Broccoli cheddar soup is delicious.
It's delicious.
But there's a lot of melted cheese in it.
Lots of it. It's so good.
Which does make everything taste better.
And if it's a drop, it means it's cold. So no, we don't like cold soup. That's just weird.
Room temperature.
I do want to try it. See, I bet it's all right.
I don't know if I can.
I'll do it.
All right. Let's see. A couple other notes. Local women's athletes. We're losing one, and we're getting one a little closer. Naomi Girma was sold to Chelsea for $1.1 million.
Sounds very weird when you say
does
it like
sound
that,
weird. Yeah. I mean, technically, I guess it's a transfer, but Chelsea pays the San Diego Wave $1.1 million to acquire the player. Now, if you're a Wave fan, that's like a bummer because you're losing one of your best players. You're not even getting a player back. You're just
getting
money.
Getting money.
The team gets that. But then again, she wanted. She can make a lot more money in Europe than she can here.
Oh, yeah.
So she asked, hey, can you send me over there and I can make more money? And they were like, all right, I guess that will be nice and send you over and we'll just take the big check.
Can Adam send me to Europe?
Possibly.
To make more money.
I don't know that Padres talk is a big money maker. And
good morning, Paris.
Other side of the pond.
You'll never believe what Kevin Acey wrote today.
And then women's basketball star Kelsey Plum.
London, you've got a problem.
London, you've got a problem.
La Jolla Country Day, she is coming to the L.A. Sparks.
She's
traded from the Las Vegas Aces in a three-way WNBA trade involving the Seattle Storm as well. Won two championships with the Aces in 2022 and 2023. Three-time All-Star, and she's going to be playing for the Los Angeles Sparks next year after the trade last night.
L.A. stays winning, man. Still there.
Yeah, it's a good move. I mean,
USC just took the Irish's general manager, which is a huge, huge loss.
And did you see that Penn State stole Ohio State's defensive coordinator? I can't believe.
Why would you go?
$3.1 million.
Was it a huge raise?
$3.1 million to be a college football defensive coordinator, not even a head coach.
That's crazy, man.
I was going, man. You better not give up any points at all for that kind of money.
That's a lot of dough.
Like, I feel like if I give up like a field goal a game, I'm not earning my $3.1 million. Just to be a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, it's a lot of dough.
College football has become...
It is an S show right now. It really is.
Just the money everywhere. Crazy. Players, coaches, everything. It's nuts right now.
All right.
I mean, inside your own, just in your own conference, stealing away.
Stole the guy.
The guy from Ohio State.
Yep. Yeah. So. Well, we'll keep you guys abreast on any Padres news that breaks while we're out. Craig and Annie will be up next. They'll have the latest, probably dissect some of the Kevin Acey articles, as it were, from the weekend and today.
Also have another name in our biggest fan contest to read during their program, I believe, sometime in the 1 o'clock hour. 1 o'clock is when you get that. From Annie and Elston, 5:30 with Gwen and Chris. All right, that's it for us. Thank you to our executive producer and imaging director, Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. Take care.